Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Starting the Perek of Chesk Sabbatim, which is the famous Yeshiva Shalimu. It's probably the Perek where, in the Yeshiva Shemesechtes, where we most meet up with the dinim of Muchzik and Marakama, which is mamish a base av to all of dinim omnis. So let's give a little bit of Agdama. Cheska Sabbatim had to be Machzik a house. What's the chazoka that gives a person the right to claim bailus on something? This term chazoka we have in various places, legabi various dinim, and they don't always mean the same thing. Chazoka that we find, l'moshul, of a chazoka de meikara, when you don't know somebody's status, or something's status, and it has a cheskas tara, a cheskas kashrus, a cheskas eishes ish, a cheskas pnuya, means a status quo. And Chazal teach us that there's a din Torah that's keveh, something in an unknown situation. The chazok is keveh, we pass can up chazoka. Cheskas momen, l'chayra doesn't mean exactly the same thing. I say l'chayra because the Ketzois does see an overlap between the two. Cheskas momen means that when Reuven is holding on to something, so Shimon, in order to be mitzi, asks, ha-mitzi mechaveh alvarayah. The burden of proof is going to be on Shimon. The reason why we call it Cheskas Momen is because the fact that it's Biyad Reuven allows us, or tells us, to see it Biyad Reuven. Now, by Metaltlin, this concept is pretty straightforward. If there's money in Reuven's pocket, so we see it as Reuven's, not only money, but we see a car in his driveway, so we see that car as being in Reuven's Rishus. Nishnor Hamaitz Mechavel Varaya. But we know, we can say that we know for a certainty that when a car is in Reuven's garage, the assumption is, and this is the way we see it, as Reuven's. This is called Chazoka Kol Ma Shetachas Yad Odom Hareu Shaloi. Ha'omnom. By Metaltlin, we always pass him based on Cheskas Momen. There's another concept, by the way, when somebody's not holding on to it. We had this in Bav Metzia common times. When there's no physical Muchzokus, there's a concept called Marikama. Marikama means knowing who owned something previously is also a status quo that allows us to say Amaitzim Echavel Varaya. Pashtus, they're both parts of Cheskas Momen. Cheskas Marikama is Shvacher than a Muchzik proper who is holding on to something. But they're both based on the same idea. When we get to Karka, we have a little bit of a problem. The fact that Reuven is physically on a piece of Karka, that we saw him last week relaxing on the grass, swimming in the pool, or even harvesting the field, or even putting his horses in a stable, doesn't mean that it's his. Since it's easy enough to walk on to somebody else's field or walk into somebody else's property, the fact that Reuven is being mishtamish in a field does not necessarily tell us bailus. Now, normally, if there's no claim, so then we do see him as the bailum. What happens, however, if Shimon has Eidim, and it's well known that this field belonged to Shimon, this house belonged to Shimon for the last 50 years. All of a sudden, when nobody sees Reuven around, I'm sorry, nobody sees Shimon around, and we see Reuven for the last month is living in the house, he's harvesting the field. Shimon comes back from wherever he is. He says, Ganev, Arois. He says, get out. Reuven says, what do you mean? I'm a muchzik in the field. You bring a raya. We said to him, has the field belong to you? Reuven says, I bought it from Shimon. The fact that Reuven is right now physically on the field in the house does not tell us that it belongs to him. We give it to the Marakama. Whereas by Metaltlin, if Reuven has a pen in his pocket and Shimon claims that the pen belongs to him, even if there are Eidim that say that last week, we know this pen taka belonged to Shimon. The halacha is Shimon's a marakama, stronger than a marakama is a muksik, and the muksik wins. Chazaka, koma, shadach, seodam, arayah, shaloi is a stronger cheskas moment, the stronger stomius of who belongs to, and the burden of proof will then be on Shimon, even though he's a marakama. By karka, the truth is faket. Doesn't only have to be by karka. There's one type of metaltlin. We'll see other examples later on the Mishnayos in this perek. But the simple example is the type of metaltlin we're holding on to it doesn't tell us ownership. What the Gemara calls goydres. Goydres are sheep or any other animal that could wander from place to place. The fact that there's 10 sheep that are on Reuven's property don't tell us that they belong to Reuven, because the sheep could have very easily walked on. They're Shimon's sheep. They were looking for grass. They found some nice geshmaka grass in Reuven's field. They walked on. So now Reuven has bailus. No. So Memel the Marikama will win in that case as well. But the Mishnah talks about Karku, because that's the stomachic case where a Marikama will beat a Mokzik. And because of that, we have a need to figure out at what point do we say that Reuven sitting on the field, okay, you know, we see him ready for an extended period of time. At a certain point, the Marikama is no longer seen as the owner of the field, and what's Bifoneinu, we'll call that Chazok, because Chazok means the stomias of how we look at something. And that, the word Chazok is the same thing as a Chazok Cheskes Kashrus of a woman, or a mikveh, or a barrel of truma. How we look at something. What do we hold? Chazaka means literally to hold. Like a kinyan chazaka means to hold on to something. Kinyan chazaka is one of the kinyanim on karkois. There is an overlap between them. We'll see later on in the perek. But in the sense of bringing a raya, of being a moichiach that something belongs to him, at what point do we say, no. Listen, he's already so here that we see him as the muxik, even though we know at a certain point, 5, 10, 20 years ago, it belonged to Shimon. It's mistabed that there's some type of cutoff point. This is the yisoid called Cheskas Gimel Shonim. That after 3 years, where Reuven is mishtamish in this field, in this house, kibaylim, we see him as the owner, despite the fact that Shimon is a marakama. The Gemara first names on that the 3 years that we're going to discuss over here in Ches Sabatim is 3 years is like three. Like we have other times to be machzik a shor as a shor amud, three times. A woman as a katlonis or other conditions, three times. Three husbands that died, v'chule. So over here also, three times. The Gemara falls off of that. The Gemara said, no. After 3 years, the pshat is, be'etzem, when Reuven is mishtamish on the field, it is a shtigorai that's his. So Shimon, why are you quiet? Midaloy micha, the Gemara says, midashaskis, why are you being quiet while Reuven's eating pears? So if Shimon went on a business trip and he's someplace in China, so he didn't come back, he went far away, they didn't have phones in those days. So say that, how would he have known? But let's say he's around and there's a shtika, like Ahidor, and then Reuven's right. The fact that he was in the field should be evidence that it's his, and we should now see Reuven as the owner. The answer is, connect that, the way the Gemara says, there's a taina on Reuven, if you are the owner, b'derech klal, because karka is not transferable, karka stays b'mkoymoy, in order to prove ownership on karka, and this is the way it is today also, one transfers title of a karka with a shtar. When somebody buys a very expensive piece of jewelry, they don't have a shtar. The fact that it's theirs, that's in their jewelry box, that's on their finger, means it's theirs. Karka doesn't go from my finger to your finger, my jewelry box, my store, my warehouse to your house. Karka is where it is. So what's the way of holding on to karka, showing that you own the karka? A shtar. Says the Gemara, ach vishtarcha. The Marikama says, you bought it from me. Where's the shtar? Reuven doesn't have the shtar. So that's, we don't see it as his. On the one hand, the usage, the hishtamshus, tells us we see it as his. On the other hand, the shtar is not there. So that's a reyeso in seeing him as the owner, is the lack of a shtar, which is the natural way to see somebody as the owner. And the nusach that I'm using is a nusach of Rabbi Seinu, which goes through the Tzoysis Kashis on this inyan in Kuf Mem Sivkot and Beis, that not the lack of a shtar is a raya that it belongs to the original owner, and not the hishtamshus is a raya that it belongs to the one who's being mishtamish, but at a certain point we form a perception, and this is the way we see it. That's the Loshon of Rabbi Sen to be Miyashiv the Tzoysis Kashis Ayin Shom, based on the Ramban, the Rashbam, and the Muki Yosef. So, there's a playoff over here of various elements. The Marikama has the fact that the Muxik, or the one that's Mishtamish, does not have a shtar. So the Gemara says that what happens is after 3 years, B'derechal, people don't keep their shtars forever. So the fact that he doesn't have a shtar after 3 years is not that strong of a vice. And it doesn't take us away from seeing the Mishtamish as a Bailim, and that becomes now the picture that's before Neinu. After 3 years, we see truly the one who's Mishtamish as the owner. This is the Akdama to the Perek. We'll see later on the Perek that this doesn't only have to be this discussion about who's Machzik in the Rishus. Based on Hishtamshus, does not only have to be an ownership, it could be even a Schus Hishtamshus. Reuven having certain rights, Shimon lives next door to him, trespassing rights or passing a water pipe through and other such things also are an important factor in this Perek. And again, we also have Cheskas Karkois is so far as a Maisa Kenyan. And the idea behind the Maisa Kenyan of Karka is also that when a person does certain acts in a piece of Karka, he's taking possession of it, even though he's not picking it up, because with that act, he's showing that it's his. That's a way of us seeing him as the Bailam. Is that 100% consistent with the Musig of Chazoka that's Mavur over here? Legabi being Moitzi from Marakama? That's a good question. We'll have to see that later on. Now let's start the Mishnais. Cheskas Abatim, how to be Machzik, ownership, like we said, Hishtamshus, which is Machzik, ownership of a Bayis. Haboyrois, doesn't only have to be a house. Boyrois Shichinim Arois, which we always have this together. A bor, we said this in Perek Layachba, a bor is round, a shiach is long and narrow, a ma'oro is a covered, but the idea is all the same. Three places that one can use for storage and for a shelter, v'kule. Shevochos is something that's attached to the ground, but it's a place, it's a shevoch, is a big nesting spot where yoinim come and go, but that's where they hatch and that's the owners set them up, and it's a valuable investment in order to have a flock of yoinim. Merchatzois was a different type of structure, but it was used as a base merchatz. Base abaden is also a structure where they crush oil, where they crush zeisim to turn to oil. Base hashlochin, this is a field. So basically, it's the same thing as saying soda. The Mishnah calls it a base hashlochin because that's what this type of field called. It's called a field that you need to be shelech, that you need to bring water for irrigation. Vohavodin, an eved, we mentioned in our Hagdoma that there's a type of metaltalin that can also not go under the regular Cheskas Chomash Tachzion or Shaloy, and that's Goydrois. An eved is interesting because truly an eved can walk from one person to another. The fact that an eved is in Reuven's house does not prove that he's Reuven's eved, not Shimon's eved. Because the eved has enough sense to be able to walk where he wants to walk. The fact that right now he's in Reuven's backyard, Reuven gets an idea, chains him down, says, oh, it's a raya that he's mine, I'm a muxer in him. That's, of course, not a raya. But it's more than that also. Avodim is not 100% mentaltlin. Avodim has a tzad hashov with karka. The gabi vary is dinim. We've discussed this in previous in Yonim. V'chol shu oisa peiros todeh. Here the Mishnah gives a klal. Anything that produces peiros on a consistent basis. Over here, the bayis, the peiros, is the hishtamshus living there. Merchatzos is people bathing there. Beis abaden is usage. Beis hashlochen is field, is crops that are produced. Boyer Shichin Amaris is also usage. Shevochos is yoinim, coming and going. Anything that's constantly used, Cheskos and Sholoshon miyoim liyoim, has to be from Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tov Shin Pei until Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tov Shin Pei Gimel, an exact 3 years. We spoke about before what the unit of 3 years is. Is it three times 1 year, that's the Havim in the Gemara, or it's a period of 3 years? Says the Mishnah, Stei Abal, this is Lumas Beis Hashlocha, which is a field, which needs shiluach and needs irrigation. Stei Abal is a field that does not need human intervention for irrigation. The rain water is enough. Depends on the crop, depends on the location, depends on the amount of rain, depends on the quality of the soil. Over there, Cheskos Shel Hashanim, one could be machzik, and one could be considered that now we see him as the Bailam Al Yidei Hishtamshus. Taken 3 years, Shel Hashanim Ve'enom Yom Liyom. But it doesn't have to be a consistent use of a straight 3 years. The way the Gemara explains it, the way the Mefarshim bring it down over here, is that a Beis Hashlochen, being that it's irrigated, produces more fruits, and there's multiple seasons a year. Mashenge by Esteh Habal, it's a field that Taka doesn't have irrigation. It does not produce as many peiros. The one crop a year says that there needs to be 3 years with a crop. that's not supposed to produce more than one crop a year. Therefore, 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, in order to be Kaveya a Chazoka of Gimel Shonim with somebody who is eating Tvua from a field, he says a Chiddush, Shloisha Chadashim Bo Yishayna, the 3 last months of the first year, the 3 months, first months of the last year, Ushnemas a Chiddush Be'emtza, and the 12 months, it's 3 months, 12, and then 3, a grand total of 18. Haresh Meinas a Chiddush. What's the Knech here? Let's read the next Tana. Kiva Aymer. Chodesh B'Rishayna, even less. It doesn't have to be 3, 12, 3 for a total of 18. Chodesh B'Rishayna, Chodesh B'Achrayna, 1 and 1, and 12 in the middle. Shnei Masa Chodesh, B'Emtzai Abba Asa Chodesh. What's the Nekuda? Vishmal is saying that there's a way of conserving the soil, of using, being able to squeeze out more usage in less time. In 18 months, it's checked to squeeze out 3 full crops. The way to do it is that the first year, the last 3 months of the year, he plants sa'irim or shibalashul adoshim. That has less of an effect on the karka. And then the next 12 months is tvua shel chitim. Chitim takes longer and it has more of an effect on the soil. The first 3 months of the last year, he's going to plant sa'irim, shibalashul v'chadayim, because that doesn't need as much nutrients. So Mel, that's he could cram in 3 hishtamshuyos, which are choshuv, into 18 months. That already is an appreciable period of time. He should have had a shtar. It proves we see him as the Bible. Reb Kiva is most of an extra knech. 1 month, you could plant a crop that will be aborted. You could plant a crop, and then you could chop it off when it's still in the process of gidl, and that would be enough of an achila, that then a tvua, full 12 months, and then another aborted crop, that'll also be enough. A person knows he bought a field and he realizes that he doesn't have a shtar, he's not going to get a shtar. So what he wants to do is he wants to eat 3 achilas as soon as possible in order that we should see him as a bailam, and yet the Marakama who sold him the field should never be able to claim it back. So Rabbi Kiva says he's going to need only 14 months. An aborted crop is also enough of a crop if it's surrounding a full crop, a full 12 months, and that's enough to prove to be machzik for us the ownership. Rabbi Shmuel argues, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the crop has to be a crop choshuv. The aborted crop in 1 month here and 1 month there, that already not. It has to be a full crop, maybe a shvacher type, adoshim, shibur l'shul, in those 3 months. And that surrounding, bookending, a full kitzir chitim, that will be considered a chazon. Am Rabbi Shmuel, b'med dvarim hamurim, b'stei lovon. Stelovon is a field where all the crops grow simultaneously, or could be it doesn't have trees. So all it is crop that grows from the ground. It's called Stelovon because when all the cripes are ripening, so it's Malbin Pineha Sodet. Stelovon. So over there, you need 3 years. Avo Beste Ilon, in a field that has trees, it has various crops. It has Zesim, it has Geffen. So over there, the halacha is konas tvuasoi. He could harvest the grapes, make wine. Mosak hazeisav. He can harvest the zeisim and make oil. Konas es kitzoi. This is the lashon of Chazal. Kitzoi is when he takes in the te'enim that are ripe. So it's 3 different crops in 1 year. Hare elu. Shalashon, that's 3 years, 3 crops. It's not so much the length of time, 3 years, miyom liyom. It's more in terms of the productivity. With a house, it's going to have to be 3 years. But with a field, you could see 3 full productive seasons or crops. That would be the equivalent to 3 years, miyom liyom. The Chacham clearly argue on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Shal is only what the Machlokes is. So the Gemara has a discussion about that. And it could be that what the Chacham hold is that it's not enough to have 2 shvacher, a bookend achilas, and only an achila chashuva of chitin in the middle. You need achila chashuva 3 after another. So it'll be a full year in the middle, and almost a full year from either end. So it won't be mamish sholesh shonim yeh mechod. By a soda, it'll be close to 3 years. It doesn't say exactly how long that is. The other sheet that holds, no. Chazal with keveh, a shir, doesn't make a difference if it's a bayis, a bor, a beis merchat, or a soda, 3 years is 3 years. This is the Pashtus of the way we pask it. Mishnah Beis. We have a discussion now about, we mentioned that the Reuven using a field, he's harvesting, he's living there, v'chulei, and it's Shimon's field. The case for Reuven's bailus, k'neged the marakama, is made not by the fact that he's using it, but by the fact that if he was using it, u'midloi micha, from the fact that the original on the marakama is not moicha, that's a rayo, that's al-kopanim, machzik b'fonenu, that we could see him as the owner. What happens, we said, if the owner is away? So then the fact that he wasn't moicha obviously doesn't tell us anything. What's called that he's close enough that he should have heard about it, he should have been moicha, and therefore we can use the shtamshus as chazaka? And what's far enough that we can say, look, the fact that he didn't hear it is because he didn't know anything about it. And he had no need or sense that he had to check in what was doing in his field. What's called already not the same territory where we condemn that on? Says the Mishnah Sholosh Arotzes Chazaka. There are three parts of Eretz Yisrael, and each part of the other part is already called out of zone. Yehuda, Eva, Yarden, Vagol. This is always the Avitz Mishnah's Ksuba. It's also three parts of Eretz Yisrael. Hoya be Yehuda vehechzik begol. He's in Yehuda on a business trip, and Lamaisa, somebody else is being machzik his field in Gol. Begol vehechzik be Yehuda. The other way around. Ain't a Chazaka. That's not a Chazaka. Ad sheyehei. Until what we call Balashna Gemara, the Ma'arer, which is the one whose Irur is like shakening, weakening. He's weakening the Morikama, the Stomius, that the field belongs to the Morikama. It's called the Ma'arer. Until they're with the, until they're together in the same place. Omreb Yehuda le'omu shal shonim el kadesh yeh baspamyo. Yehuda has another insight. The 3 years that we said, that's the Zman Kavua, and we said Mishnah, the Chacham hold, maybe that's always has to be 3 years. These 3 years are for worst case scenario that somebody went very far to Aspania. Aspania Pash, this is Svarad, Spain, Spanio. V'yachzik Shona, it takes a year to go there, he has to use it for a year. V'yelcho v'yediu Shona, then till word gets back on a boat to Etzvah where he lived, v'yovil l'shana acheres. So if Yehuda pulls out of that, if that's why they instituted 3 years, that's his understanding, that's why there's a time frame, so then by definition, we're talking about somebody who traveled away. So then the fact that he's Racha Kokor, it should have gotten back to him. Even to Aspami, it should have gotten back to you a year later that your field was usurped, taken over by intruders. And then you should have sent back a message with a Shtar HaShoah, with a power of attorney for somebody to be Teve and Bezn, and so on. And Mela, we have to assume that the field is not yours. If there's somebody using a field for 3 years, the Cheskas Gimel Shon Liyoyim Liyoyim will take place even if he's not in the same place. Chachom clearly argue with that.